Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning for our weekly prayer call. Give me just a few moments and we'll get started. Thank you so much for holding. I had a few issues with my login, but I'm on now, and you all should be on as well. Are there any prayer requests this morning? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Anjali to open us up and Sharon to follow, and then I'll come in with the closeout. Let's remember to pray, of course, for our world at large and, of course, our communities that's been affected by killings by law enforcement. Let's pray for that Black Lives Matter movement. We're praying for the change that we believe is happening even now as a result of those things that have happened in our community. So I want to make sure that we're remembering to keep those areas lifted. And, of course, just praying one for another, praying for intercessors everywhere. Praise the Lord. So we're going to ask again Anjali to open us up, followed by Sharon, and then I'll come with the closeout. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you. We give your name the praise and honor. God, we thank you for the opportunity to just thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you. We thank you for the opportunity to say your name, Father. God, this morning, oh God, we thank you of how you've woken us up, oh God, that you kept us in our right minds overnight, Father God, that our houses were not burned to the ground, Father. Oh God, that we didn't find ourselves in harm's way, Father. God, we thank you, oh God, for keeping us essential in the kingdom, oh God, keeping the sound essential in the kingdom, oh God, and we bless your name for it, oh God. God, we thank you for giving us a resounding sound in our ears, oh God, and in our mouths, oh God. Oh God, that continues to reverberate, oh God, around this world, around this globe, around this earth, Father God. God, we thank you for a sound that touches heaven. We thank you for a sound that touches souls, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for sounds that touch the minds of people, oh God, people who are broken, people who are hurting, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, we ask that you go into our Black men and our Black women and those that are standing with this movement, oh God. God, that they would not be excited, oh God, into doing harm to themselves or harm to property, oh God, and harm to other people, oh God. Oh God, but we would begin to see change, oh God. We would begin to see justice, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for every spiritual leader, oh God, who stood flat-footed on yesterday and on this week, oh God. Those that marched, those that walked, oh God. God, continue to cover their bodies, oh God, from coronavirus, oh God. God, continue to cover their bodies, oh God, from diseases, oh God, that may have been amongst them, oh God. Let the blood cover, oh God, because the blood shall prevail, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that no hurt, harm, or danger, oh God, came to them overnight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there was a sound of worship, oh God, at the Capitol steps on yesterday, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there was a sound of praise, oh God, going before, oh God, our police officers, oh God, going before our city officials, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, oh God. We're not just praying for Black people, oh God. We're not praying for just brown people, oh God. But we're praying for all people in this hour, oh God. We are praying that officers, oh God, would make the right steps, oh God, that they would make the right choices, oh God, that they would follow the rules, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we are praying for every family, oh God, affected, oh God, in these last few weeks, oh God. We're praying, oh God, for every family, oh God, of Breonna Taylor, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that even in their deaths, oh God, that change would come from their deaths, oh God. Oh God, that it may have been one, oh God, that would change for millions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you of even how you're speaking in this hour, oh God. Oh God, how you're moving in this hour, oh God, that you have not left us come
comfortless, oh God. Oh God, that you have not left us wondering, oh God, in the name of Jesus this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you've kept us, oh God, in your will, oh God, that you've kept us in your unchanging hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Now let the prophetic sound arise in us, oh God. Let the prophetic voices rise in this hour. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, give us the words to say in this hour, oh God. Give us the words to bring justice and peace, oh God. Oh God, in this hour, oh God. Give us the words, oh God, to say in this hour to bring comfort and peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we're asking, oh God, that you cover our churches, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that you give them a word, oh God. Cover the pastors, oh God. Give them a right now word, oh God. Oh God, that would affect people in their minds, in their hearts, in their souls and spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus this morning, oh God. We're asking, oh God, as we always do, to go into the hospital rooms on this day, oh God. Oh God, that you would go into our hospital rooms, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in every ailment, oh God, that seems incurable, oh God. Oh God, that you become the balm in Gilead. Oh God, that you become Jehovah Rapha, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that you would become what they need, oh God. You would become the surgeon, oh God. You would be the one who does the blood transfusion, oh God. Oh God, because the blood shall prevail, the blood covers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we ask that you walk down those hallways, oh God, and comfort families now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give them rest and peace, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, that you go into our penal system, oh God, that you go into our prisons, oh God. Let revival begin to break out like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Not hatred, oh God, not division, oh God. We bind it now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But instead of hatred and division, oh God, let revival, oh God, break out in our prisons, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, today, oh God, we ask, oh God, that worship would break out in prisons, oh God, that the word of God would be loosed in our prison system. Oh God, today, oh God, loose their minds, oh God, loose the shackles, oh God, the physical ones, oh God, and the spiritual ones, and the mental ones, oh God. Loose the chains that bind them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we thank you, oh God, that you loose the chains from our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we ask, oh God, that you're with our teenagers, oh God, as they're up from school, oh God, that they don't find themselves in mischief, oh God, cover our babies this morning, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, cover the things that they don't understand, oh God, cover the anger that's on the inside of them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we ask, oh God, that you cover our babies this hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they won't find themselves, oh God, doing things that's not like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give their parents the wisdom, oh God, of what to say in this hour, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, this morning, oh God, we're covering our babies, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for the financial turnaround, oh God, that's coming into our lives, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, that financial chains are being broken in this hour of drought. Oh God, this morning, we thank you, oh God, that businesses are being birthed in the hour of drought. Oh God, this morning, oh God, we thank you for the pressure in the pandemic. Oh God, we thank you for the pressure in pandemic, oh God, that while the world, oh God, was at a standstill, oh God, you told us to pull ahead, oh God, and we thank you for the pressure to succeed. We thank you for the pressure to be more. We thank you for the pressure to be bigger than the corporate America. We thank you for the pressure, oh God, to start the business. We thank you for the creativity, oh God, but we thank you for the pressure. We thank you for the pressure in this pandemic, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that the pandemic didn't come nigh our homes, oh God, that it did not come nigh our dwelling, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you this morning, oh God, that you kept us, oh God, you reserved our bodies, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, we thank you for the strength, oh God, to speak and to stand, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we just thank you, oh God, that we're using our breath as a sound. We're using our bodies as a sound. We're using our movements as a sound. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give morning as we speak. You're placing us in position, oh God, to be a founding corporate America. Oh God, you're placing us in position, oh God, to help those that don't know where their jobs are coming from. You're helping us in this hour to be in position to receive those that are lost, oh God, who don't know what you sound like. This hour and this morning, we thank you, oh God, that you're accelerating the purpose in our lives. You're accelerating the mission on our lives. You're growing the oil that's on the inside of us, oh God. Let the things that's on the inside, oh God, begin to overwhelm what's on the outside. In the name of Jesus, how we look and how we talk, oh God, let us look more like you. Let us speak more like you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning we thank you, oh God, for not just only the pressure in the pandemic, oh God, but we thank you for the prosperity in the pandemic, oh God. Oh God, we thank you how you brought us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you how you didn't let us fall, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that we're coming out with more than we went in with, oh God. Oh God, this morning, we thank you, oh God, that we didn't lose our minds of prosperity. Oh God, we thank you this morning that we didn't lose our family members' prosperity. Oh God, we thank you for the money increase, oh God, prosperity. Oh God, we thank you for the wealth and generational curses that's been broken. Oh God, we thank you that the wealth is getting ready to overtake our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we are praying across this globe, oh God. We are praying across this globe, oh God. Oh God, for our Christian brothers and sisters, for our Muslim brothers and sisters, oh God, we are praying for every nation, we are praying for every country, we are praying for every nationality, oh God, we are praying for the Buddhist and the Hindu, oh God, we are praying, oh God, that they hear your voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying that they will hear a sound in the stillness of the night, oh God, we are praying this morning that they can hear your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will profess, oh God, that you are Lord, in the name of Jesus. We are praying across these waters, oh God. Oh God, that our brothers and sisters in Africa, oh God, would be healed, oh God. That our brothers and sisters, oh God, in Asia and Australia, oh God, in Japan and Thailand, oh God, in Tahiti, oh God, we're calling it out today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're protecting Thailand now, God. Oh God, that the waters would not come by them, oh God. Oh God, tsunamis would not come by them in this hour and in this season, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, this is the hour, God, that you shall get the glory. This is the hour, oh God, that you shall get the victory. This is the hour, oh God, that your name shall ring across this world, not just across these United States, but across this world. God, we are praying this morning for our government. We are praying this morning, oh God, for our leader. We are praying, oh God, for number 45. We are praying for him on today, oh God. Oh God, and for every demon that's possessing his mind. Oh God, we call it out now. Oh God, the spirit of arrogance, oh God. Oh God, because, oh my God, because it's a fall before a great destruction. Oh God, this morning, we are covering the man. We are covering this man, oh God. Oh God, for everything that tries to infiltrate his mind, the things that try to come out of his mouth, we bind it, oh my God, we bind his mouth now, God, in the name of Jesus, for prejudices, oh God, for bigotries, oh God, clear it out of his system, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we break a generational curse off of his life, oh God, we speak it now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, oh God, today, oh God, we ask that a supernatural invasion happen in the White House, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are covering our senators, we are covering our governors, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, oh God, let them be for the people, oh God, let them put their mind on the people, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, cover the Pentagon, cover the White House, oh God, cover the Senate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you go into Maryland, go into D.C., go into Virginia, go into their homes, God, go into our state representatives, oh God, go into their homes, go into their beds, oh God, God, trouble them until they have change, God. We lift up these prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that your will shall be done in this hour, oh God, in this morning, God. We're putting time limits on your grace. We're putting time limits on your work, oh God. God, this morning, let us see change. This morning, let us see unity. Oh God, let us come together as all people, oh God. Oh God, and stand for injustices, oh God. Oh, but God, don't let us just stand, oh God. Let our stance mean something. Let our stance come with power. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you that you endowed us with power. Oh God, we thank you that you renewed our spirit. God, we thank you that you renewed our sound, oh God. God, we thank you that you're activating the movement, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, that we shall not return, oh God, with anything that we didn't ask for, oh God. God, we thank you, oh God, that we're coming out better than we went in, oh God. And we thank you for the pressure and prosperity, the pressure in the pandemic, and we thank you for the prosperity in the pandemic. And we thank you, oh God, in this hour in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless your name this morning. We thank you for your opportunity, oh God, that we can come to your throne of grace. We don't take it for granted, but God, you have been gracious unto us. We thank you, oh God, for your mercy that you've shown towards us, that you've kept us, oh God, that you didn't leave us. We thank you, oh God, for your blessings, oh God, even in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst, oh God, of this racial injustice, oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for opening up eyes. We thank you, oh God, for allowing us to get to this crossroad where, God, you can move. Now, God, we ask that you would raise up the church, the body of Christ, oh God, those, oh God, that are black, those that are white, oh God, those that are young, oh God, those that are old. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the AME, the Pentecostal Church, the Southern Baptist, oh God, the Jews for Jesus, the Muslims, God, we ask that you would bring us, oh God, under unity for one reason, for one cause, and that your name would be glorified, that you would be glorified in the earth, that we will come together, that men and women will live according to your word, oh God, that how you have created us to live and to dwell, oh God, that we will find our place, our rightful place, that man, oh God, that has been the oppressor will no longer oppress, that repentance would come. Oh God, we are praying this morning that as we have embarked on this crossroad, God, that you would meet us there. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch hearts, that you would touch minds, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that those, oh God, that have oppressed, those, oh God, that have been caught up in the systematic racism, oh God, that you would deliver their mind, and then, God, deliver their heart, purify the heart, oh God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that, God, the righteousness, your righteousness and your truth would be revealed. But God, we realize that man is right in his own eyes, but God, we need your righteousness to penetrate this earth like never before. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you. We're calling on you, oh God, because you're the God that sits high and you look low. We call it on you because you're the only true and living God. You are the only wise God. You know all things, oh God. Nothing escapes you. And so, God, we are calling on you because we need you like never before. We need you to change the heart of man. Oh God, we look at it as a black and white thing, but God, we realize it's a heart thing. And so God, this morning we're asking you that you would have mercy on us, your untoward generation, your creation, oh God. And God, you would deal with our heart, that you would cause our heart first, oh God, to repent against you as well as against our neighbor. We ask oh God, that you would have mercy on us, that we will become the people that you have created, that you would wash us and cleanse us from all filthiness. Oh God, this morning we are praying, God, for a deliverance. Send your delivering power, oh God, to your people, that we may be able to live, oh God, in peace, in harmony, oh God. We pray this morning for every husband, oh God, every father that's the head of his household, oh God, that they will take time to teach their children how to love you with their whole heart. We pray, oh God, for every wife, oh God, every mother, that she would get in her divine place to teach her children and direct her children in the way in which they should go. God, we pray this morning for families, for you have made families, you created families, and so, God, we give them back to you in the name of Jesus, that, God, we children have to love you, oh God, to love each other and then to love others that may not look like us, God, that are different from us. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would go in our homes, oh God, where we are sheltering, and God, that your will and your ways will become the will, our will and our ways. We pray in the name of Jesus, and we invite you into our homes on this morning. And God, we say, do what only you can do. We pray, oh God, that what we learn in the house is what we will be outside the house. And so, God, this morning we realize that you have us in the house for a reason. Help us, oh God, to learn the lesson. Help us, oh God, to see your hand move. Help us, oh God, to understand your reasons for why we are in the house on this morning, oh God. And then we pray that we will embark, oh God, and we will embrace the things that you have laid out for us to learn on this morning. We pray, oh God, that the body of Christ will come together in unity, that we will come together, God, and put down all of our issues of racism and inequality, God, in the body of Christ. And so, God, who we are is who the world would be, that if we stand up for righteousness and truth, oh God, that the world would be right. So, God, we know and we realize that this lesson starts with us. So we ask, oh God, that you would deal with your body of Christ, that you would touch us, that you would direct us, that you would heal us, and God, even forgive us. Forgive us for our prejudices. Forgive us, oh God, for our racism. Forgive us, oh God, for our wrongdoing. Forgive us, oh God, for oppressing each other. God, in this day and this time, we are praying, oh God, for deliverance. We need your deliverance. We need your power, oh God. We need the Holy Ghost to rest, to rule, and to abide with your body of Christ. We know, oh God, we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. And so, God, we recognize and we admit that the change starts with us. So, God, we ask that you would deal with us, oh God, on every level. Deal with us spiritually, oh God. Deal with us naturally. Deal with us physically, oh God, that we may align with your will and your word. Help us, oh God, to be who you have called us to be in these last and evil days. Help us to be the light that we can shine bright and show someone to righteousness. Help us, oh God, to be that salt in the earth that we can bring savor and change, oh God, in the land. We are praying this morning, oh God, for your mercy, that you would have mercy on us, your body of Christ. Help us not to get distracted, oh God, with the things of this world, with the pleasures of this world, with doing things, oh God, things that are not on your agenda but are on our agenda. God, we need you to speak to us and speak clearly to us, oh God, that we will no longer be doing things for our own pleasure, but God, that you may be glorified in the earth. And so, God, this morning we surrender ourselves to you, you, our sovereign God, our holy God, our righteous God. We surrender unto you, O God, and we say this morning, have your way. Have your way, O God. Do what only you can do. Send your power and your anointing, O God. Change our mind, O God, and cause our mind to be bound to the mind of Christ. Oh God, even as we call on your name and we are called by your name, oh God, help it to align up with each other. Oh God, we don't just want to be called by your name, but God, we want to walk in your ways. We want to, oh God, to your will. We want to obey your word. God, we want to be in alignment with you and your son, Jesus Christ. So, God, we say, have your way in our life, that you would, God, change us, that you would renew our minds, that you would change our ways, that you would heal and deliver us, oh God, that you would set us free on this morning. We are praying, oh God, for the body of Christ like never before. We're laying our life right before you, oh God. We're saying, God, do for us what only you can do. We can't even do it for our own selves. And so, God, this morning we're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with our heart. For we know that you say that it is desperately wicked, and who could know it? But God, we know that you know our heart. And so this morning, search our heart, our black sisters and brothers in the body of Christ. God, search our heart, cleanse our hands, deliver us, oh God, and renew our minds so that, God, we will do things differently. We will act differently. We will treat people differently. Oh God, we will not judge and misjudge skin that we see, but God, that we would treat people equally. And so, God, this morning we are asking you for a new revival in the land. Revive us, oh God, so that the spirit of control, the spirit of slavery, the spirit, oh God, of inequality will no longer be seen in the earth, but we will submit to a change. Oh God, let there be a change in us. Let our heart change. Oh God, break us to make us. Help us, oh God, to submit. You are our God, and we are your people. And God, we need you to let your hand be seen in the land, in the body of Christ. Those, oh God, that have sat silently on the sidelines, oh God, we ask that you with their heart, so that they will come forth and be honest and repent and turn, oh God, that others will follow. So God, we ask that you would raise up the leaders, the pastors, the evangelists, those, oh God, that name the name of Jesus Christ, that they would get in their rightful place in this earth, oh God, and that change would come. We pray in the name of Jesus for our economy, that change would come, that those that have been in generational poverty, that God, mercy, that have the right and the pen to make laws and to change laws and to add amendments, that their heart would turn and change toward those that are poor and cannot help themselves. God, we're asking for equal equality. We're asking for equal playing field, oh God. We're asking, oh God, that those that have been wrong will be done right. We're asking, oh God, those that have been unfair, that they will find fairness. We ask those that have been misjudged and charged wrongfully, that have spent their lives in jail years and years and were innocent, that God, things would turn around for their good, that good would come unto them, oh God, that life would change, that hearts will be turned. God, we are praying for righteousness in the land. Send your righteousness, oh God. Send your anointing. Send your power. Send your love. Send your forgiveness. Send, oh God, even your long suffering for those that have suffered, oh God. We ask for our heart, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that light will overshadow the darkness, that good will overshadow the bad, that wickedness would cease and love would abound. We pray, oh God, for your mercy and your grace this morning. We need your healing power. We need you to heal our land. And so, God, you said that if your people that are called by your name would humble themselves and pray. And so, God, this morning we're asking that the body of Christ would humble themselves. Oh, God, those that have titles and positions and degrees, that they would humble themselves. Those, oh God, that are right in their own eyes, that they would humble themselves and pray and seek your face, oh God. Help us to be your people that seek, God. We know that we are in a time now that we need, but God, let our desire be more to seek your face than your hand, oh God. And then, God, when we find that we are wrong, help us to turn from our wicked ways. God, we know that we have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And God, we're asking you that you would help us to turn from our wicked ways, oh God. We have embraced false gods. We have allowed wrong to be embraced for right as a country, as a nation, oh God. And so we ask this morning that you would help us and teach us and forgive us for our wicked ways. But God, help us to turn from our wicked ways, because we need you to hear from heaven, oh God, and forgive us of our sins and heal our land. And so, God, this morning we're asking you for forgiveness, oh God. If we embraced anything that have broken your heart, if we put anything before you, oh God, if we chosen wrong over right, oh God, we're asking you this morning for forgiveness. Forgive us, oh God, for what we have done. Forgive us for the sins that we are going to do, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for turning unto the world, oh God, and not embracing, oh God, of the church. Forgive us, oh God, for wanting to be accepted by the world, oh God, and not realizing that you have called us out from the world. Forgive us, oh God, if we embrace, oh God, things that did not please you, oh God. So this morning we are saying we are seeking your face, oh God. We want to know what pleases you, oh God. We want to put down those things, oh God, that are not pleasing unto you,
And we want to pick up those things that are pleasing to our God. So this morning we are asking you, oh God, for your instructions and your direction. We're asking you, oh God, that you would make your word plain unto us, oh God, that you would help us, oh God, to embrace your word, that we will hide the word in our hearts so we don't sin against thee. We're praying, oh God, because we need you to hear from heaven. We need you to forgive us of our sin. And God, we need you to heal our land, oh God, and we want you to make us ready, oh God, so that when you come back, your people will be ready, oh God, when you sound the alarm, oh God, when you call us by our name, that we be ready, oh God, and you can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So this morning we are praying earnestly and honestly for your body of Christ. We're praying, oh God, that you would change our ways. We're praying, oh God, that you would stir up, oh God, everything you put inside of us. We're praying, oh God, that you would change our hearts. We're praying, oh God, that you would direct our path. We're praying, oh God, that you would wash all the filthiness of this world off of us, oh God, so that we can be the light that shines bright. Oh God, we are praying for the body of Christ on this morning. We're praying, oh God, that you would raise up young men and young women, oh God, that will prophesy your word. We're praying, oh God, that you would cause men and women, oh God, to stand fast footed and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're praying, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that we would have the wisdom and the knowledge, oh God, to move according to your will, not our own will, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that you would give our shepherds and our leaders, oh God, wisdom when to open back up the church. Oh God, on this morning, we're praying for the body of Christ. We're praying, oh God, that we won't move too fast, oh God, and then we won't get left behind and move too slow. So God, we need you, oh God. We need you to speak, Holy Spirit. We need you, oh God. We need your voice to be heard. We need you, oh God, to touch our ears so we can hear your voice, not our own voice, oh God. Silence the noise around us and help us to hear your voice, oh God. We need your voice, oh God, to speak to us, oh God. Help us, dear God, in this time and in this hour, oh God, to rise up and to be the church. God, we're praying this morning that you would shake, oh God, and wake the sleeping giant, oh God, and he will take his rightful place in this earth. Help us, oh God, help us, oh God, not to be afraid of the enemy, oh God, but help us to trust in you, oh God, regardless of what it looks like on the outside. God, you have said that the victory was already ours. So God, we pray in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ will walk in victory and truth. We pray it, oh God. We're praying that the body, oh God, will stand up and not be afraid. Oh God, we're praying this morning. We're praying that the body of Christ will speak your gospel truth, will cry loud and spare not. We're praying, oh God, that the body of Christ would join in unity, oh God, regardless of what title we stand under. Oh God, that we will be in unity and in truth, oh God. Those, oh God, that serve you, we pray in the name of Jesus that unity will be found among us. And then, God, that we can
influence those serve you. Oh, God, we are praying this morning. We're praying, oh, God, that we will be effective in the earth. We're praying, oh, God, that we will be a fire, oh, God, that will be set ablaze in the earth. Oh, God, we are praying this morning. We're praying for the body of Christ, that it will hear your voice and hear it clearly. We're praying, oh, God, that we no longer go on our own agenda, but, God, we pray that your will be done, that you would, oh, God, speak through every servant that you have, oh, God, to speak, oh God, and to teach your people. We're praying this morning. We're praying for every shepherd. We're praying, oh God. We're praying for the sheep, oh God, that they will follow the shepherd as long as the shepherd is following you. We're praying, oh God, that we will loin up out and gird up our loins, oh God, with truth. We're praying, oh God, that we will teach our children how to love you with their whole heart. We're praying, oh God, that the body of Christ, oh God, will wake up, oh God, and not get distracted, oh God, but God will do your will in this earth. We're praying this morning for the body of Christ, and God, we're asking you that you would keep us, oh God. Hide us in the palm of your hand. Keep us, oh God, and help us, oh God, to do what you have called us to do, and help us to be who you have called us to be in these last and evil days. And we thank you, oh God. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for our Lord and our Savior. Thank you, oh God, for keeping us. Thank you for the power, oh God, that you've given us, God, in this earth to tread on the serpent, oh God, to heal the sick. Thank you for the power that you've given us. Now, God, help us to walk in that power. Help us to live in the power of Jesus Christ, for we can't live in our own power, oh God. But we need that power of Jesus Christ. And so, God, help us, oh God, to get focused back on those things that you have called us to do, to seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness, oh God, in this earth. And we thank you for it now. We give you glory and honor and praise. It is all due you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you this morning. God, we bless you for this opportunity to come before you in this time of prayer. We thank you, God, that we take nothing for granted. We come before you, God, humbling our hearts and our minds, God, asking you to have mercy on us today according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, that you would blot out every transgression. Father, that you would wash us thoroughly, and that you would purify our mind. Oh, God, that you, Lord God, would have mercy on us, oh, God, hallelujah. And, God, that you, Father, in the name of Jesus, would allow, oh, God, your word even now, oh, God, to have preeminence in our mind and in our soul and in our spirit. Father, we're blessing you today because we know that without you we could do nothing. Oh, God, we're blessing you this morning, God, because our very life, God, is in your hand. Father, it is in you we live and move and have our being. And so we're seeking your will and we're seeking your way, God. God, we're coming after you with everything that we got, oh, God. And so today, Lord God, we lay our hearts there before you, God, as we seek your face. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to hear, God, our times of intercession, God, hear the prayers, oh God, that we live before you, oh God, for we are truly in desperate times. Oh God, we're in a time, oh God, like we've never seen before, God. We're in a time, oh God, where we need our God to intervene, God. We're crying out this morning, oh God, for the causes of this nation, oh God. We're crying out today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even for things, oh God, we do not understand, God, things that, oh God, that we cannot verbalize, but your word declares that when we do not know how to pray as we ought, that the Spirit will make intercession for us with
moanings and groanings which cannot be uttered. And so on this morning, God, we pray, let the Spirit of God make intercession. Oh, God, we pray today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come into alignment, oh, God, with our advocate, we thank you, oh, God, that we have an intercessor today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the person of our mediator, oh, God, there is one mediator between God and man, and your word declares it is the man, Jesus Christ, and so, Father, today, as we look upon our nation, as we look at the condition of our nation today, oh God, we're thanking you, Lord, that intercession is being made for us. We're thanking you today, oh God, oh Lord God, that you are having your way, and God, that you are moving by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for it now. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that in times like these, oh, God, that your Spirit is having preeminence. I thank you, oh, God, that in times like these, oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you are having your way. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for movement in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for deliverance in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for healing even in this hour. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless your holy name. I bless you for it today. I thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you are our covenant keeping God. Oh God, that you are that which was, which is, and which is yet to come. Oh God, that you are our mind regulator. Oh God, that you are our heart fixer. Oh God, and we just bless you for it today. We thank you for it today, Lord God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. And your word declares that every tongue that rises up against us, that you've already condemned it unto judgment. And so we thank you right now, Lord. Oh, God, that you, Lord, are moving. Father, we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that this Spirit is having free course, even as we lift up, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, our mayor, the mayor of this city, oh God, that you, oh God, will continue, Lord God, to cover her mind, oh God, that you'll continue to give her insight, oh God, that you'll continue to direct her, Lord God, and lead her in this hour, God, that she might do those things that are pleasing in your word, oh God, we pray today, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, yes, God. Thank you. Oh, God, that you, Lord God, oh, God, have given us what God is necessary. Oh, God, to fulfill the mandate. Oh, God, for her time in that position. Lord God, that you're giving. Oh, God, to be able to answer, hallelujah, everything that is necessary in this hour, Lord, that you are giving her what is necessary in this hour to complete her assignment. Father, I thank you that even as she opens up her mouth, God, in any setting, God, that you would give her the word of wisdom. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for your word declares that in your presence is the spirit of might and wisdom. And so, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, that you'll crowd her with it. And God, I thank you, Lord God, that you'll surround her, oh God, with men and women, oh God, that are capable, oh God, of giving her, oh God, the support that she needs in this hour. We thank you, oh God, that you'll give her sound counsel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we praise you, oh God, that you'll begin, Lord God, to walk.
walk up and down in our communities. And God, where there, oh God, in the name of Jesus, is chaos, God, that you'll begin to break out in the midst of it. And God, that you'll bring divine order and that you'll bring divine alignment. And God, that you would cause us, oh Lord, oh God, to walk in unity. That you would cause us, oh God, to hear your voice and fulfill, God, that which you have given us to God to fulfill in this hour. I thank you for every leader that you're raising up, oh God, that would advocate in this time, oh God, of injustice in the land. I thank you, oh God, that even as you raise them up in this hour, oh God, that you would strengthen them, God, and that you would surround them. And God, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. I thank you, God, for safety, oh God, and provision. I thank you, oh God, that you would preserve their life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everyone, God, that's standing for truth in this hour. Lord God, that you are preserving them and that you are keeping them from the wicked one. I thank you, Lord, that your word declares that our adversary, the devil, oh God, is going forth as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. But your word declares he that remains steadfast in the faith. And so, Father, we are praying for a spirit of steadfastness, oh God, that they may be able to submit to you. Resist the devil and he will flee. I thank you, oh God, that the enemy is fleeing from those that you're raising up in this hour. I thank you, oh God, that the enemy, oh God, is being destroyed even now. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, oh God, that you are moving, oh God, to advance your people. I thank you for an advancement, God, in this hour, Lord. I thank you, hallelujah, oh God, that it is true. I thank you, oh God, that you are completing your work in us. I thank you, Father, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh God, that you have set, oh God, your mind on us. Oh God, I thank you for it today. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that favor is our portion. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you for today. Lord, that you've given us favor in unfavorable times, Lord. Oh, God, that you are causing us, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah, to be able to stand. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing. Thank you, Lord, for how you are moving. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, let your word be true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And every man a liar. Thank you, Lord. God, you be true. Thank you, Lord. And this hour, God, you be true. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and I bless you for it today. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, as we release our sound of worship this morning, God, hallelujah, from the depths of our soul, God, we release worship, God, because we're totally dependent on you. I thank you, Lord God, that we can cry out this morning, hallelujah. Oh, God, asking you to help us. I thank you today, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that even as you're doing surgery and repair in our spirit and in our mind and in our emotions, that, oh, God, we open ourselves up, oh, God, that you might have recourse. Oh, God, we submit ourselves, oh, God, to whatever you want to do in us and through us in this hour, God, because we realize we need you more than anything, God. We need you, oh, God, hallelujah. And it is you that we seek, we desire you, God, in this hour. And so, Lord God, we say we make our hearts fail before you, God, holding back nothing. Oh, God, that you would see in us, God, hey, oh, God, that you're the God that sees to it, that you're the God, that knows every weakness. Oh, God, and your word declares that we can say, God, in you. Oh, God, that you're in our weakness, every weak place. Every place, God, we feel vulnerable, God. Every place, Lord God. Oh, God, where we feel, God, we need your help, Father, we invite you in. We invite you in, God, in the name of Jesus. We invite you in. Oh, God, into raising the standard ministry, God, that you would prevail even in this house. Oh, God, that the power of God will move in an unusual way. Oh, God, that the anointing of God will rest. Oh, God, even, Lord God, in our service on tomorrow. Oh, God. Oh, God, that even as your preacher stands, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would fill them, oh, God, with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, God, that even as they open up their mouth wide, oh, God, that you would fill it. I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the vessel is submitted. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and that it bows to your sovereignty. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we do nothing. Oh, God, in the flesh, God, but that we be moved. Oh, God, by your spirit, I thank you. Oh, God, that you are moving in this house. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, for the souls that are coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that you're compelling men and women, boys and girls, God. Oh, God, to fill this house. And God, I thank you. Oh, God, that your spirit will overshadow and that they'll come crying out, what must I do to be saved? I praise you for a breakthrough release. I ask you for a breakthrough anointing. I ask you, oh, God, let the spirit of the breaker rest in this house, oh, God. I thank you for an anointing tomorrow. I got to charge every heart that's in this house. I got to never leave out the same. Oh, God, I thank you for a full equipping. I thank you for power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. I thank you that your angels are on assignment, God, and will rest in the room. I thank you that your spirit will have preeminence in this house. I thank you, oh, God, that the gift of God will be stirred up in this house. I thank you, oh God, the spirit of truth will rest in this house. I thank you that the spirit of glory will rest in this house. I thank you, oh God, that the spirit of compromise and mediocrity is broken. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that you will rest in this place. Oh God, let your glory rest. Let your presence rest. Let your anointing rest. Power the Holy Ghost, move. Move, Jesus, move, Lord. Move by your power. Let your healing grace flow. Heal, Jesus. Heal, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're healing even now. I thank you that you're delivering even now, Lord. I thank you for divine saturation. Saturate us, Lord. Saturate us, oh God. Saturate every room. Saturate, God. I thank you for divine overflow. Overflow in the house. Fill every cup till it overflows. God, let there be feelings and refillings. God, those that are coming in hungry and thirsting after righteousness, let them be filled, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you are having your way. I thank you that you're stretching out in this place. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we say, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Jesus, 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 our bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 our living of the valley, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, our burden bearer. Oh, Jesus, 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 we invite you into the room, Jesus. Oh, God, our soul cries out for, oh, God, for divine intervention. Our soul cries out, oh, Jesus, 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 have your way. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, the anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, your divine enablement. Oh, God, upon vessels. Oh, God, hallelujah. For we know that we are nothing without you. We can't do this work without you. Oh, God, I thank you. Hey, God. Oh, God, that no flesh will be able to glory. Oh, God, you know our frame. Don't will of a dust. You know our frame. You know our uprising and our false sittings, Lord. You know our thoughts that are afar off. You know us inside and out. But, dear God, you chose us from the foundation of the world. You still called us in spite of us, Lord. You still loved us, and for that we're grateful today. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Come on and just give him a praise this morning for his unwavering love. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. His love that never changes. Hallelujah. For he is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, for the uncovering and the unveiling of your gospel, Father. For you said, if your gospel be hidden, it is hidden. Oh, God, from those whom the God of this world has blinded. But, Father, we thank you that their eyes be open. Hallelujah. Jesus, even in this hour, as they cross over the threshold, God, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. Oh, God, that you will anoint their eyes with eye salve that they might see. That you will open up their ears, oh God, that you will rebuke every deaf and dumb spirit, oh God, that tries to follow them. But God, by the time they cross over the threshold, oh God, let every deaf and dumb spirit be rebuked in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that they will have a hearing ear to hear the word of the Lord. Oh God, I thank you that the word shall have free course in this house. I thank you, oh God, that the word shall come forth. I thank you, oh God, that there shall be a healing grace in this house. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, have your way in this place. Have your way in this place. Oh, God, I thank you, deliverance. Come forth in this house. I thank God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that it shall be so. Hey, God, that the tongue of the learned you shall give him as he says to declare the word. Oh, my God, I thank you. I got a fresh anointing. Yes, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. I, God, that you wrap him, oh, God. Oh, God, even the more, oh, God, in your love. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Oh, God, all we want is you. All we want is you, Lord. Oh, God, do it for your glory. Do it for your glory, God. Ah, God, and we thank you. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you for the anointing. We bless you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. We bless you for the anointing. Oh, God, that undoes heavy burdens. We bless you for it now. And we thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hey, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, your spirit of agreement be upon us. Hey, God, your seal of approval be in this house. Hey, glory to God. Ah, God, as you mark what you establish, as you mark what you predetermined from the foundation of the world, God, we say yes. We say yes, oh, God. We say yes to your will, Lord. Let it be so. Oh, God, make your presence known and felt in this room, oh, God. God, in a mighty way. Oh, God, come forth like a rushing mighty wind. Oh, God, come forth in this place. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Prove yourself. Hallelujah. Prove, oh God. Hallelujah, yourself in this. Hallelujah. Prove, oh God, what you have divinely established in this hour. Thank you, my God. Hey, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. We bless you.
Prevail, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the great outpour. Oh, God, we thank you for it now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless him, for we trust the God of our salvation. We trust him in all things. We trust him in all things. Hallelujah. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man that he should repent. For everything that he's spoken, it shall surely come to pass. Hallelujah. And we thank him for it. What shall we say to these things? For if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for us, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And we bless him forward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For this is truly the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. Me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for those of you who are able to join me this morning on this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God is truly faithful to us. Thank you, Lord. I am trying to log back in because my computer somehow logged out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somehow my computer logged out. Praise the Lord. Amen. But for those of you who still remain, thank you so much for joining for this time of intercessory prayer. I pray that the Lord met you in the only way that he could.
Yes.
My prayer is that you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm. And we bless him for it. Hallelujah for his kindness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you for all that he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we just thank the Lord for shutting down every spirit of mockery, every spirit that comes to mock what God is doing in this hour. My God, Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you would shut the mouth of the mocker. Thank you, Lord, Jesus, my God. Glory. Hey, glory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that the only sound that will be released is the sound of praise. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Every spirit that comes to stifle what God is doing, Jesus. God, we command you to, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, we command it to loose its hold now. Thank you, Lord. And that it be turned back to the sender. Hallelujah. Turn back every evil thought, God. Turn it back, God. Bind it to the sender. Bind it, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. To every evil wish, God, we turn back the thoughts and the imagination, Father, and we thank you that we receive thoughts of peace. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you for it now that the spirit of peace abides. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Peace is our portion. Oh, we can rejoice in that on this morning, that peace
yes,
is your
God.
Portion. That no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper.
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because he'll bless those that bless you, but he will certainly curse those that curse you. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. So rejoice that no weapon, that nothing that's been spoken against you will prosper. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 That he'll turn back every evil thought.
In the name of
that
Jesus.
That you can rest in that. You can rest in that. Rest in it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is unwavering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We call our feet to be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to find that scripture because that's the scripture he's given us right now. You find it because all I know is that part. Shall I cause our feet to be moved? Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 123. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 121, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shield upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. What a blessing. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord for us today. That is his promise. That is what he speaks to us at the conclusion of this prayer. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thee. He'll preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. He'll preserve you from all evil. He will preserve your soul. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade upon your right hand. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Your help comes from the Lord that made heaven and earth. So you can lift up your eyes. From which cometh your help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you can't seem to see help anywhere else, lift up your eyes because your help comes from above. Hallelujah. Sometimes he allows us to get in situations where it seems like everybody else forsakes us, that they don't understand. But God wants you to know that your help comes from him, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Go in peace. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Amen. God bless.